Yo, 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 what it do, people? It's episode 324 of the On Deck TV podcast. We jumping in the time machine, excuse me, and taking you back to 2009, just like we did with 1999. We want to do the decade thing before 2019 is over. So we're going to revisit some of the notable albums that came out from that year. We're going to talk about some of the notable moments, do the On Deck thing that we do to these episodes that we've appreciated you joining us for 324 of. Make sure you guys go check out the Patreon page that has all the extra stuff that we're doing with Realville Media. Remember, everything is brought to you by realvillemedia.com. I say everything, I mean all the shows on the network.
Absolutely, man. All the shows include the Full Sport Press podcast. Those guys are creeping up on episode 300. They're at 294 right now. They're doing their NBA Top 7 series. This episode was the power forwards. I know my boy Blake Griffin better be on there, and he's not number two. He's number one, or however Drake said that. Not top two. Y'all know that. Fuck it. You know what he said when he said it. Blake Griffin need to be number one on the damn list. That's all I need to say. Now, also, Fresher Than Your Average podcast. Brand new episode every 1st and 15th. You know how we get down. Pay close attention to that feed. You're going to get a brand new episode any second now. Of course, youtube.com/ondecktvpodcast if you want to watch us. And let's get to this rap shit right now. Hey, what it do, what the business is.
It is another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how about your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown, if you're looking for me on social media.
I am Spike Lou on the same social sites. We welcome you. What's up, black man?
Absolutely, man. I can't call it, man. Producer M Extra, what's goody?
What's going on? It's your boy M Extra. The Minister of Culture is in the building. MXTRA3 on all things social media.
You sure?
Positive.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
I watched Dolomite, Rudy Ray Moore's story.
That Dolomite shit is my name, and fucking up motherfuckers is my game.
That was a great movie. I will say that.
You're saying Tony the Tiger great.
No, it was, though. It definitely was. Eddie Murphy did his thing. Wesley Snipes did his thing. But the story, for people like us that are creators, to watch that, you'll definitely get something from that.
Really?
Because, like, he did the way that they showed him doing everything himself when people were like, nah, bro, we ain't fucking with you. And he was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna do it myself. And how it worked out, that shit was fire.
I thought that shit was on some like goofy, silly
nah. It's showing how like they wasn't fucking with it.
Are you familiar with it?
I'm not.
Really, really good. Okay. So I fuck with that. And your boy, the blackish stand up, what's his name?
Deon Cole.
That shit was funny, though.
Yeah, it was funny. He had some laugh out loud. Like, yeah, he did. Like, he really had one, like, on the flow laughing moment that I ain't gonna blow for nobody, but he funny.
Oh, you was on the floor? Funny.
Yeah, I was on the flow.
Nah, he had some funny shit, though.
Yeah, it was funny. So I enjoyed that stuff this weekend, man. What'd y'all have up?
Man, I had to go to Nashville. Shout out to everybody that came out to celebrate my brother's life. We had to put him to rest over the weekend. Shout out to everybody. I can't name everybody because if I forget somebody, I'm going to feel bad. Mm-hmm. Y'all all know who y'all are. Shout out to everybody who showed up. Shout out to everybody who texted, called, the whole nine. We appreciate that. Appreciate all of that. That's all I can say about that. Also, I did catch a little bit of TV. I watched that first Apple TV Plus shit, whatever it's called, that came out over the weekend.
Which one?
I watched the Newsroom joint, the morning show.
What you
think? Steve Carell.
With Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston. That was all right, though.
Really?
It was all right.
I mean, it got a lot of good episode? Actors in that, though.
Of course. It was the first episode. You know,
Do they do it Netflix out where they drop everything?
They drop three, and then they do week to week.
They pity.
Exactly. I think that's better anyway.
That's cool.
Nah, run me my episodes.
We spoiled now, though.
Yeah, you're too spoiled, yeah.
Run me my episodes.
But you can tell they blew a bag on it, though. They got all the big dog actors.
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, Reese Witherspoon, she bodying that shit. So it's actually a little better
Jennifer
than it
Aniston,
looked. Yeah, they cooking. Them, you know. Big 4K cameras and
the
shit.
The story good, though?
The story's good. It's on some Me Too shit, but it's a little bit. It's like Matt Lauer. That's what they doing.
Gotcha.
Steve Carell's like Matt Lauer. You know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
It's good. What
Matt
you had
Lauer,
on deck, bro?
You sick son of a bitch.
Any nigga with the desk lock is sick.
You're a special type of creep.
God, that's sick.
For me, this weekend, shout out to my boy G-Field. Came in town from D.C. to celebrate his birthday. You know, it pops in the A, so we had a good time with him on Friday. He did every day this weekend. I couldn't do every day. But we hung out.
We kicked
it tough on Friday, so much that I had to recover on Saturday. and what else? Just on Sunday, got some work done. Watched my Eagles get another victory. I watched the Patriots lose, as I said they would when they had played real competition. Shout out to Sean Watson, Parham.
You should put some bread on that, dude.
You was on campus on Sunday?
Campus? What do you mean?
Getting your work done.
No, I work at home.
Excuse me, little girl. Little girl. Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, you
but
know.
Yeah,
you know.
So, yeah, that's it. That's what I did.
Fair enough. Got a lot of shit to get to, man. Good topics. We're jumping back in the time machine, 2009. If you've been listening to us for a while, you know how we get down. We like to go back a decade, and we go like to go back a 20-piece. We already did 1999 early in the year. Y'all go back and check that out if you missed it. Now it's 2009. But first, let's talk YG, man. YG headlined the Mala Luna Festival last week in San Antonio. And during his set, he invited a fan on stage to sing along with his now infamous song, Fuck Donald Trump. Now, when he asked the fan if he fucked with Trump when he was in the crowd, he shook his head and said, he's, I don't know. Then when YG asked him on stage and to have him quote the chorus, the fan refused, prompting YG to kick the fan out of the show. Was YG fair or foul for throwing out a fan for not screaming fuck Donald Trump?
That's foul. Like, don't bring this young man up on stage and try to ostracize him, because clearly, like, I ain't no picture of the dude on here, but he's the Tiki Torch and Khaki Kid. Easily. So you know he fucks with Donald Trump. And when YG leave from his tour, this little kid still got to live in their hometown. And I'm sure this is a hometown that probably fucks with Donald Trump. Now, I get what YG was trying to do, but if the kid get on there and say fuck Donald Trump, that probably is adjacent to his aspirations of what he wants to do in life. He just happened to like YG right now. I wouldn't say most of, but YG probably has a large fan base that is conservative. A lot of rap music consumers are conservative, so you can do one thing and, you know, just have fun with another. White people have been doing this for years.
For sure.
I say conservative. So I do think that YG put the kid in a compromising position, because when he is no longer in that kid's town, that kid got to live there. So, I mean, the kid did right. Let him enjoy his night, man. Don't bring me on stage and ostracize me like
that. Yeah, YG is a little petty for throwing him out, man. Don't. First of all, maybe throwing him out was the best thing to do. Do you want to put him back in the crowd? I don't know.
I feel like it was a crowd full of Trump supporters out there.
You never know.
A lot of them were singing. Fuck
was
Trump.
Yeah, it was in San Antonio. A lot of people. Yeah. Listen, it was a festival, so it's not a YG show. A lot of people I saw talk online were like, man, why did you kick him out of the show? He paid to come see you. And all that. No, actually, he paid to come see a lot of people. YG just happened to be a performer, I believe. Like I said, he headlined it. So we don't know if he was there to specifically see him or if he was just hanging out with his buddies because his buddies wanted to see him. But, bro, you got to understand, this dude got to go live his life back home. And I got to give him some props because he didn't fall for the – that's a big moment.
Smart,
you in front of a whole lot of motherfuckers,
that's
dude.
Smart kid, right?
And you could have easily just ran with it and been like, yeah, fuck Donald Trump, and nigga voice squeaking and shit, and he really didn't mean it. So shout out to him for standing his ground and not kind of falling for that. But to be fair, it is a YG show. He can do whatever he wants.
YG turned to fans, wondering why someone who supported Trump would come to his show that he was headlining.
Again, it's not his show, though.
They said it was headlining.
He was headlining. It's a festival. This is where your boy slapped your boy. It's Russ beat up Guap Dad. So it was hell of
He didn't beat him up. But go ahead.
He might have been there for Guap Dad.
And nigga said, I want you to state your name and give a fuck Donald Trump. Like, no, bro.
You're not going to tell me.
I'm
what
not
the
a guy. Rapper, dude.
I mean, this is all
you know what I'm
fun,
saying?
Though.
No, it's not for fun, bro. I'm not a rapper. I'm not going to get on stage and be like, I'm such and such and fuck Donald Trump. No. I don't got money like you, dude. I got to live my normal ass life after I get off this stage, dude.
It seemed like
it
was a fun field.
Not for that kid. He got kicked out of the concert and wasted his
money. He got kicked off stage.
No, he got kicked out of the concert.
No, he told me no. He got kicked out of the concert.
You got to go.
No, he didn't kick him out of the concert.
How do you know this?
No, I think the way he put it, it was that he getting kicked out of the concert.
Clearly,
were you running security that night?
He clearly says he got kicked out of the show.
Yeah, he did.
No one said kicked out of the, off stage, bro.
He was escorted by security
out of there,
off of the stage and out of the show.
So now, if it's all in fun, then let the kid go back in the crowd. Like I say to San Antonio, I don't feel like nobody's gonna beat him up.
This, I mean, you never know.
This is not. This is the Mala Luna Music Festival, bro.
Motherfuckers like, might have been drinking, full
the
of them
only
beers.
Nigga fighting there is Russ because he got security. He the only person with security there. Other than that, man, like this YG put this kid in a bad position and did even worse by kicking him out, making him waste his money, man. YG should refund. He should refund his kid his money.
To be fair, though.
Shout out to YG.
To be fair, though, the kid probably shouldn't have accepted to go
exactly.
on stage.
Exactly. Don't
though.
Go on stage.
He shouldn't have went on stage. When the YG was like, hey, you want to come on stage? He should have been like, no, I'm good.
He got his goofy ass out there. Get the goofy ass out of here.
Next. I still like that he didn't fall for the peer pressure.
Yeah.
Because it would have been easy for him to come out of character because he clearly
fucked with
Trump. This
is a life-teaching moment for him, actually. It builds character.
And what?
Yeah, shout out to YG for teaching the kids.
At least he'll have character because Trump don't.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
But nah, YG done some questionable shit. He rides for this song. Yeah. I remember when he turned down, he forfeited his payment for a show because they told him not to perform this and he performed it anyway. So like he's clearly like attached to, this is one of his biggest.
He's a real
good song. Like don't get it wrong, Twisted. Like I love what YG does with this and he does his thing. Just don't put nobody else in a compromising position. But more power to him. I feel like he should continue to do it because this is a legacy song. Like he gonna be able to perform this like as long as motherfuckers remember how bad of a president that Donald Trump was, they can reference Fuck Donald Trump as a song.
That's a great point.
Yeah, this is right up there with My President is Black.
Exactly.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Let's take it down south, man. Lil Wayne. Now, in part three of his Boom Boom Room interview series, Wayne was asked, did he have any guilty pleasure music that he listens to?
Boom Boom.
That's how he said it. Bumboo. Yeah. He name dropped everything from Anita Baker to Nirvana, not naming one hip hop act. Now, when asked about hip hop, he said he doesn't listen to any other rap other than Tech N9ne.
Now?
Yes. Now, he's made similar comments back when he was the best rapper alive. Do you think that veteran Wayne should start paying more attention to hip hop nowadays?
Hell no. Like. If he was saying throughout his career that he's only listened to himself and Tech N9ne, I would have a problem with this. This is why I asked for clarification. And say it's now. If just now, like, it's hard to listen to new stuff. And they, like I said before on here, they did that study where you only, music that you consume through a certain time period is what you listen to for most of your life.
For sure.
If I'm Lil Wayne, like, I've done this and been doing this since I was 12 years old, man. I ain't checking for little whoever. I don't care how talented they are or whatever it may be, man. Let me relax. Like, put on some Anita Baker. It wasn't until I got of a certain age, you can call me washed or whatever, that I finally understood what my mom, and it was like, when they like, cut that racket off. Like, I want to hear some shit that's smooth, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to hit Lil Key right now, bro. And right. I ain't knocking Lil Key to anything. This ain't a shot against him. But Wayne, damn near 40 years old, I could see this. And I don't even know how he listened to Tech N9ne, to be honest. I'm going to be completely honest.
Now, Wayne said this several years ago. He mentioned that he's almost famous for not listening to any hip hop. He's kind of stood on top of that. And you can do that when you're the best rapper alive and you've dropping projects like the Carter 2 to Carter 3 to some extent. You know what I'm saying? You're doing big boy drops like that, Big Dog mixtapes, which we'll get into in this 09 episode. But today, the Wayne now that's struggling to barely kind of put out that Carter 5 and was in limbo and has put out I Am Not a Human Being 1 and 2 and tried to do rock shit, bro. You need to be listening to what the fuck is going on right now in the industry so you can stay relevant.
I don't.
Bro, because Wayne doesn't move the needle anymore. And I think if he would have attached himself to some of those little kids or anybody coming up, he would still be relevant.
Yeah. Like,
like what a Drake does.
Didn't he try that, though?
When?
But with Drake?
No, but Wayne is not like that.
I thought he did that 10 years ago with Drake.
I mean, years ago, he could do it.
Yeah, I'm saying he done that, though. Like,
wouldn't be done if he listened to rap.
Nah, no, that's not true. Fam, bro, what?
You got to think how long a nigga. He been rapping since he was 9 years old.
Yeah, he been rapping a long time.
Damn near 30 years. Yeah. I could see someone being like, you know what? I'm done. Like, I want to skate and like raise my daughter, and I don't want to have nothing to do with this. So I mean, I totally could see that. I may listen to Tech N9ne to see why on earth he listening to
You'll
that.
Be let down on that.
Really?
Yeah.
You listen to Tech N9ne before?
Tech N9ne can rap, yeah, but he just doesn't definitely make rap. He just the type of music he makes, I'm not interested in.
Describe Tech N9ne's music to me.
It's just a little strange. It's just strange.
Music. Indie. You know what I'm saying?
See what he did there.
Yeah, it was like rock,
like rock and roll.
It's just the subject matter. It's just weird sometimes. Like weird to the casual fan.
Gotcha.
And he raps fast.
Yeah, he speed it up.
Yeah, you may not be into like unless you're still riding around a Twister. And,
yeah, nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's my point. But nope. So, number one,
Adrenaline Rush is a classic.
Yeah, for sure. 25 years ago.
Still a classic today.
I refuse to believe that this is the single rap artist that Tech N9ne that Lil Wayne is listening to. Now, he did say hearing and listening are two different things. So you know what that means. He hears it
because he has kids.
He casually hears other people's shit. And again, the nigga making mixtapes with Jack Beats when he was making mixtapes with Jack Beats, and he was using people's cadences and flows. So you clearly have heard these songs before, Wayne. So like... Look, it's not cool to say you're not. You see what I'm saying? Like, come on, fam.
It's not uncool either, though. I'm trying to see what your point is.
Weird, it's a weird flex.
It's not a flex to ask him a question.
I don't listen to. Why don't you listen to hip hop? Wow. That's what I'm saying.
Question.
I don't think it was a flex.
Why don't you listen to rap, Wayne?
Question for you guys. Since he said this, right, and you say he should be listening to it, what album would you recommend,
right,
Wayne?
So hold on. Y'all gonna tell me this nigga ain't heard fucking Kendrick, Good Kid, Mad City?
Yeah, is that what you recommend?
Like, you ain't heard that? You ain't heard this Jesus is King?
But you just said.
Absolutely not, no, nigga. Yeah, yeah.
You just said
nigga
that Wayne.
Never listen to rap again.
You just said that Wayne did this years ago. He's always said
it. He's always said it.
That's my point.
Would y'all recommend him an album? What album would y'all recommend
to him? What's the time frame?
Over the last, 10 years, we say. Let's say he hasn't heard
Hills
a rap
Drive,
album.
2014.
Okay.
He'll be hot at you.
It's a classic album.
It's a good album.
It's a classic album. Something that Drake doesn't have.
It'd be.
That's fine.
You gonna tell me you ain't listening to Drake albums, nigga? You ain't listening to that? Nothing was the same.
That's probably why he broke. Well, didn't get the money that he was supposed to. Not listening to.
He out of touch.
All right.
Would you be surprised at
the preference of music?
Is yours Good Kid, Mad City?
It's Kendrick. Yeah, hell yeah. I'd be like, bro, check this out. Rap like this. No. You remember when you used to rap like this?
I don't mind it, bro.
I say mine would be 444. I want Lil Wayne to hear that. And
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the quintessential grown man.
If he need to hear anything, I feel like he need to hear that.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe he'll cut his hair and clean up a little bit. We'd be like, look at Lil Wayne, nigga. Look at Dwayne.
Hey, man. Shit. Take the grill out.
You know the rock meme when he was like, yeah, like it will be like that when Lil Wayne listen to 444.
It ain't nothing wrong with Anita Baker and Marvin Gaye, man.
Absolutely not. I'm riding to that
I'm
shit too.
With Anita Baker heavy.
Now, what I'm saying, Marvin the Nirvana, Gaye. All of that shit. I'm riding to it too, but I got to mix it up. And it just seems like a weird flex that, like, oh, I'm the king of rap, but I don't listen to rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, bro. I'm the greatest rapper alive, but I don't listen to rap. Nah, that shit under me. What?
I think you're taking it a different way.
But that's how it comes off. That's all I'm saying.
To you?
It's a weird flex. Wayne.
It is a weird flex. I see what both of you.
What do you get out of that? That's not cool.
But I don't think he was doing it to be cool.
Well, actually,
he's always
now,
been this way.
It may be a Louisiana thing because Lil Boosie always says that he doesn't listen to other people's music. And I know Kevin Gates at one point said he only listened to Lito.
Yeah, he listened to Lito and like one other person.
It. You know what I'm saying? So it may be something where Louisiana that they do that. Because they have a strong style of music.
For sure.
Like they... I don't know what they even call it.
The
second
bounce
line,
music,
bounce music, whatever it
may
be.
That's what Drake sampled from there.
Okay, thank you. And, you know what I'm saying? So they have a very
New Orleans connoisseur.
Yeah. So it may be something that has to do with where they from.
He capping, bro.
That's funny.
I'm not buying. You believe it, though?
Yes. He's always said this. You brought it up, and your first point was he said this 10 years ago.
I'm trying to think of something that you didn't believe this whole year. I
didn't believe that Tekashi got a $10 million deal.
Waiting on the day that you'd be like, you know what?
This perturbs me.
I told you. Y'all believe Tekashi got a deal. I didn't believe it at all. I still don't believe it. Next.
You have no proof that that didn't happen.
You don't have proof that it did happen.
That used to work for him. It's like, oh, well, this didn't happen because we did this when I was there. Then I got fired. Now I ain't got nothing good to say. Shocking.
What are you talking about?
That nigga, the DJ clip. Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about shit.
Nigga talking about, oh, we did this. You can create fake news like that. Hey, really?
It was fake news. Shout out to Meek, propaganda.
Man, this nigga was facetious as fuck.
All right, man, moving on. Forbes. I feel like Forbes got a whole lot of lists that they're starting to put out. A
whole lot of lists.
This time, they released their 2019 top earning deceased celebrity list. Now, very interesting list. It was a top 12 list. Two hip-hop artists made it in the top 12. XXXTentacion ranked in $10 million this year, making the list at number 11. And Nipsey Hussle made $11 million, coming in at number 10 on the list. Are you surprised at these numbers?
From those two, no. Deceased artists, unfortunately, do make a lot more. I was just listening to Drink Champs, and I thought that Master P brought up an interesting point when he was talking about deceased artists. He mentioned Bushwick Bill as well.
Yeah.
It's those two. And he said that he was especially critical of BET. And he said that they didn't show Nipsey Hussle love or show his videos when he was alive. So why would they do it now, other than just trying to capitalize off of him?
The wave, yeah.
And I could see that. But I also understand that BET is a media source. Like,
it's a business.
Yeah, this is a business, and this was an unfortunate thing to happen to a very popular person. Now, he may not have caught their attention prior to, but they have a job to do.
Yeah.
So I would liken that to this with Forbes and people buying the music. I don't really think it's as cap, as you would say, as people try to make it and say, oh, well, y'all just start listening to Nipsey when he passed. Like, okay. That's fine. Like, at least they're listening to it now. I don't see what the big deal about that is. So I don't have a problem with them being on the list and, you know, people reaping the benefits of the unfortunate events that happened in both of these guys' cases. So, no, it doesn't surprise me, because death does turn the eye towards the artist sometimes, unfortunately.
Yeah, Jada Kiss said, you know, dead rappers get better promotion.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it's so cracked. The thing is, this is what happens when you pass away. A lot of people start talking about it. You get a lot of impressions, which is marketing, basically.
Especially the way these guys pass.
Exactly. Especially in the manner in which they passed away. So Nipsey's music, if you were to press the average hip-hop fan and say, hey, name a Nipsey single, the average regular fan may not have been able to say a single, because he doesn't have a radio hit per se, like maybe like a Pac did when he passed, or like a Biggie or somebody like that. So you get a lot of people who discovered Nipsey's music after the fact that he got passed away, from everybody talking about him. So when everybody's talking about anything, people go and try it. See Popeye's chicken sandwich. It's the same thing. It's just marketing.
They back.
That's what I'm saying. And they back too. So that's,
that was an ad, by the way.
Yeah, y'all can have that. But that's what happens in these situations. So all it is just another form of marketing. I watched that Drink Champs with P, and that was actually a really good episode.
You watched it?
Yeah, I did. I watched it.
Really?
Yeah. That was a dope episode.
What makes people decide? Why do you decide to listen to a podcast as opposed to watching it?
Just
because you're on the go, it's just convenient for
exactly.
you?
Exactly. I was convenient. Yeah. It, you know what I'm saying? I was able to surf on YouTube for a little minute.
Any podcast.
It was good, you know what I'm saying? Plus, it's P, man. I got to, you know, that's my guy right there.
It was
there.
A great interview.
And so his point was, and he said this about Prodigy as well when BET did the joint at Prodigy. Because he said if Prodigy would have tried to come up here, while he was alive, y'all would have been like, man, y'all would have closed the door in his face.
But come up here and do what, though?
That's why
that's agreed.
I was about to say, I understand where he's coming from, but at the same time, it's just not rappers. Like, if a white person in pop died tomorrow, VH1 going to have, it's no different.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. Yeah. If Justin Timberlake died, VH1 gonna have all of this on there because he died.
Yeah, I feel like it was a very interesting beef that he decided.
Yeah, he must have a beef with BET. That's what it is.
But he's coming from a perspective of somebody that's not as hot as he used to be. So that may
I think, he's knocking on the door and they not letting him in. He like, well, oh, I passed, exactly. And y'all will be playing my shit. Don't play my shit tomorrow. But I still don't think that's fair, though.
But he do got to understand there's a bottom line. It's a business. Yeah. You've got to make money. You've got to put content on your website and on your TV show that's going to get sponsors, dude.
Yeah.
Putting Prodigy in 2012, I don't know how many clicks you're going to get on that if he, just for no reason.
I was listening to that interview. That 80-20 deal creep up a little bit every 10 years.
85-15.
Exactly.
Put some respect
on it. Used
to
be 80-20.
No, it was 85-15. It was always that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, tough.
I think they used to quote it at 80-20.
As the No Limitologist.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Hey, because Pusha T said 80-20 split like Master P.
Exactly.
That's his fault.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why Pusha T not all that.
Yeah. Pusha T.
That's why he lost the drink.
Sent your boy home. What? Lost?
Got the biggest body in hip hop.
It made your boy take his ball home and run from the playground.
Body.
Hey, real quick on this. First of all, is Forbes dead wrong for having a deceased top earners?
No.
That's not bad taste.
No, that's what they do. How's that bad taste?
No, I'm just saying. Like, well, come on.
It's proven.
They got a list for everything.
Yeah, they're just proving a point.
All right. Just out of
curiosity. And the revenue was generated.
Who do y'all think is number one?
dead people?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely Michael Jackson.
$60 million this year.
Jeez. Who gets that money?
It's the state.
Who owns the estate?
That's bull. Like,
it's
who
a state
is that?
Split between his family and other people who ever had rights with him.
That's
if
question.
You die, your family is your estate.
We know
right,
that.
I'm just asking, nigga, who is his family that is going to? Is it Jermaine? Is it Janet? Nigga, who the fuck getting this $60 million?
His daughter,
that's what I'm
his
asking.
Kid, his kids
getting
some of
those
yeah.
little white kids.
$60 million a year, though.
Come on, man.
He adopted those little white.
Number two is Elvis Presley.
I can see that.
$39 million.
That should be part of our reparations package to black people.
I can see that.
We should take that.
Elvis Presley died in 77, bro.
77?
Yes.
Elvis Presley estate should send something at the Chuck Berry's estate.
Yeah. We need the reparations from Elvis.
For the
estate.
Record, Graceland gets 500,000 visitors a year. That's where a lot of the money comes from. And they got a biopic coming out next year with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks playing Elvis?
I don't know who's playing Elvis, but it's starring Tom Hanks.
Damn, Tom Hanks get all these goddamn
roles. I'm there if Tom Hanks is on Tom Hanks' body.
I
want to
see it if Tom Hanks playing Elvis, though.
Tom Hanks got a new role coming up in, what is that movie? Oh, God, just saw it. I think.
Man, you fucked it up.
Great podcasting.
I don't know what movie it is.
That's too bad. Arnold Palmer, number four at $30 million. Number five is Bob Marley at $20
million. Arnold Palmer?
Yeah. Shout out to that Arnold Palmer. If you didn't know, Palmer done correctly is 60% lemonade, 40% sweet tea. That's the correct ratio for an Arnold Palmer drink.
And Bob Marley.
Yeah, Bob Marley, $20 million. He died in 81. His estate made $20 million this year.
He got several couple kids.
Tom Hanks, Mr. Rogers. That's what he's gonna play next.
That should look wild.
Oh, no,
that should look
that.
What?
That should look,
that should
wild,
look good.
Cool off that.
Real quick, Marilyn Monroe.
Y'all watching Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, but they're gonna ruin it for that. Me. I don't want to see no behind the scenes shit on Mr. Rogers. Just, I'm good.
Oh, you think it's gonna be something like Kurt?
Yeah. Good. I'm good on how I remembered Mr. Rogers. Just give me that.
Marilyn Monroe was number eight at $13 million a year this year.
You gonna read the whole list?
Yeah, we done.
Nah. She died at 62. That's fucking crazy.
Somebody notable?
Yeah.
Jesus. 62?
Yeah. The post is everywhere, though. Like who gets that money? Does she got kids?
I don't know. That's wild, man.
That's horseshit.
Before we hit this music break, let's talk HBO. HBO has tapped Issa Rae to produce a new half-hour series titled Rap Shit that will follow an all-female hip-hop group who are living in Miami trying to make it. Is this the next hip-hop story you want to hear, and is Issa the person you want to tell it?
Issa is definitely the person that I feel like could tell a great hip-hop story, and telling it from the perspective of a female group is great. I don't know if Miami is the story that it, I mean, excuse me, is the place that it needs to be, though. Mm. Miami does have a hip-hop scene, and we see the City Girls out right now.
For sure.
But I think that they may have been scared of the Atlanta comparison to what Donald Glover got going on. And you almost want to say, well, that's not music-based, but it is, because Paperboy is a rapper.
For
and
sure.
Irv is a manager. But I still would have liked to seen it based in somewhere that had more of a richer hip-hop more rich hip-hop history, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere on the West Coast, L.A. again, but she just did Insecure. So I feel like that those shows are big, so it kind of made them avoid the two biggest cities that they should have done them in. And New York is just like nobody's checking for New York music. So
I think, first of all, I think Miami is the perfect city for this. And you mentioned why. City Girls. It makes all the sense in the world. You have to play off of.
That's really the moment, though.
That's what. But that's what these networks are. They're looking for what's hot now. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? The same way.
For something to replace Ballers.
The Ballers is some slaw. And we're glad that that's long gone. Don't fuck this up the way that they fucked up Ballers. But this is coming on HBO Max or HBO Plus Max, whatever the fuck it's called. All these new streaming services, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
$15 for this HBO Max, by the way.
I'm hot about that, too. Like, yeah. Why is that different from HBO Now? Because
they're going to have different. They're going to have original programming. It's going to be all new stuff.
So I can just cancel my HBO Now?
So HBO Now doesn't have original programming?
It's a separate service.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They shucking me.
Yeah, that's
the, I should just be a, like, why do I got to get another HBO service?
It should be all one. That's goofy.
Like, they should just combine their shit.
That's just stupid.
That's terrible.
Original programming. Like HBO ain't got original.
Yeah, but it's a different
like
thing.
Ain't insecure original. Bro. Like, I have an app right now that I can watch all HBO shows. And they're like, hey, come pay $15 for these original shows. I'm like, what?
You paying for the Apple Plus, right?
No, not yet. I'm thinking about
it. You just said.
No, I watched the show.
It's no different than that. Preview. If this was called Target Plus, you would watch it. It's no different.
But the point of that is that HBO already has a streaming.
I get the point, but it's no different, though. All the other streams that you are watching. You're going to do the Disney one, correct?
Where's the Disney streaming that already exists?
That's what I'm saying. As a consumer, we getting jived. That's all we're saying.
You fresh off the Dolomite.
Getting jived, son.
Getting jived.
Telling me no.
But I'm here for this, though. I'm here for the half. Because, look, Atlanta is dope. Insecure is dope. Nah, they just... Issa popping, so they just take hella time in between.
They took a season off.
Two seasons off.
Yeah, so did Atlanta, man. They bullshit.
Donald Glover said that, though.
Yeah.
What are you doing, like Spider-Man or something?
He's doing every fucking thing.
But it was one big thing that he was doing why this didn't...
No, he was doing it Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Which didn't nobody
fuck with.
I was
going to say, what happened to that?
Man, nobody see that shit.
That's not why he took this last year off. That was before that.
He doing a gang of shit, man. But I will... I'm here for this, though. Why did he take this
last year off? Because he... A lot of different things. Like movies, stand-up.
He said he was taking a year off.
Yeah, he was doing so much.
Jesus.
He's supposed to drop that album, too. Hey, Childish Gambino. Bro, can we get the album, my nigga?
Y'all ain't gonna never hear
Can we get that? What you put This Is America out? You just put out just to fuck with us?
I'm gonna pull a Dave Chappelle on y'all.
You put the Summertime joint out just to fuck with us? I don't appreciate that.
That nigga finna pull a Dave Chappelle strong.
He gonna come back 15 years later. I'm gonna be hot at him, too.
You remember Donald Glover?
I'm fucking with this Issa Rae look, though. She's not writing it, though.
Oh, she's not?
She's just producing it.
Oh.
So I don't
I
know.
I think it's gonna be good. Anything Issa touches, I love.
So. Well, nah, she's got that the black girl comedy sketch. That shit,
I never watched.
Fucking
that.
Garbage, dog. Bad, Insecure is lit, but that shit trash.
I can't believe you ain't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
I
think Sean Watch told me that it wasn't good.
I feel like you would have like tuned in opening night for that.
No, a black lady sketch show.
Yes.
Why?
Absolutely.
I do love black women. I like you guys. But.
DVR yeah.
Tough. And he got the whole season on deck.
No, I never seen it.
Shit, what's the music break, man? What we got?
Our first music break is a new one from my guy, The Game,
what?
Featuring Anderson .Paak, called Stainless.
That's it. If I'm stunting, then I'm stunting. If I'm tripping, then I'm tripping. Lambo truck with blue laces. Tell Nipsey it's crippin'. Still the 60, still shoot it with precision. He's a grown man, boss. You niggas sit down while you pissing. Picture me rolling like Pac, nigga. But I ain't Pac, nigga. I be in that Beamer with a cock, nigga. Death row chain just for the trip. I'm not affiliated. West side, nigga, so they really hate it. I be out in Las Vegas at the MGM. By the crap tables in some MCM. And it's Monday, I'm looking like somebody MCM. Niggas better watch they bitches, I be in DMs. Baby Lane killed Pop, niggas killed Baby Lane. Buntry was busting back, Heron died in his chain. A fatal car crash killed Fatal Hussein. R.I.P. Gaddafi, riding down memory lane. Rolling on the 105. I don't drink when I drive. But I gotta do it high, blow smoke in the sky. We are back. That was The Game featuring Anderson .Paak, not Pac, Anderson .Paak. And it's called Stainless. How you feel about it?
Did Game pay you to play this?
Yo, you're a hater, bro. If you don't like
asking,
this.
I'm man.
Now go ahead. Just tell us what you think.
No, I'm just wondering. We usually play stuff that people, you know, may not have heard of. Like
this, this song just came out. You didn't hear
this Game. Like, I feel like the Game has gotten to a point in his career where anybody else could, like, this could have been a hit for Schoolboy Q or Kendrick Lamar or J-Rock. But they just wasted this on Game. Like, there are no more hits for Game.
You're a hater.
No, I'm just telling you.
That doesn't make sense. If Schoolboy Q can do it and Game can't, that makes absolutely no sense.
If no one in Game's camp told him this.
So you didn't like the record?
I want to let him know. There are no more hits for Game.
Okay,
like, he's not, it's not hating.
That's exactly
you just got to face realities as an artist at some point. This would be like Jim Jones trying to do another Ballin'. Do you realize?
A Ballin'?
Do you realize that Game had a single with Drake a couple years ago and no album came out? Can you name one other person in the world that's ever happened to?
I'm trying to see your point.
Yeah, it's quiet.
My point is, a dope-ass beat like this and an Anderson .Paak hook deserves to go to a more prominent artist at this stage in Game's career.
And you know what's funny? I'm taking a similar stance. However, it's for a different reason. I thought this was too much of a cheat code. You got the West Coast .Paak sample. You got the West Coast artist singing the hook. And then you got the super West Coast rapper. You know, on the bars and shit. So it's just a triple down on the West Coast.
This nigga said
a little too much.
This nigga said I'm a hater on Game. Game had a bar in here that literally said this is what LeBron would sound like if he was rapping.
What's wrong with that? Dude, Game can wrap his ass off.
That's clout chasing. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is what LeBron would sound like if he was rapping. This nigga think that LeBron gonna post this on his IG and he gonna get some traction for this weak ass single, dude. Get out of here, man.
You're reaching. Like, you just call you Mr. Fantastic.
I'm just letting you know how it works, bro.
This song is hard. If you don't like the song, you're a hater of Game.
I didn't say I didn't like the song.
Oh, so you do like, you just complaining about Game because you don't like Game?
I'm complaining because they wasted the song on Game. If you're listening.
So you like
for
the
those,
song.
For
you
those
like
not
Game.
Listening at home, like M Extra's not.
I'm confused. That's you're all over the place.
Yeah, I like the song.
You like
not
the song,
all over the place.
But you don't
it's
like
very
Game.
Direct. Listen.
You like the song, but you don't
time.
Like Game.
One more time for the people out there
please.
That are not listening.
I'm blinded by your pink
song
switcher.
Is dope. Song is dope. This is Peach. Song is dope. Song is very good.
For sure.
It's wasted on Game.
Okay.
I will say this. I would have liked to see somebody not West Coast on this, though.
Oh, yeah, well, it's your West Coast bias.
No, I just it's just a layup. West Coast artist sampling Pac, to me that's the finger roll from the fucking layup. That's a layup, bro.
So it would be just like a Southern artist sampling T.I. Would you say the same thing?
It's a garbage time layup.
No, with that being said,
it ain't gonna go far.
The song was fire though.
All right.
All that being said, he was ripping. He ripped both of them verses.
Yeah, all that to get. He ripped it.
No, he was ripping both of them.
Other
verses.
Than the part, this is with LeBron.
In true Game style, he was name dropping his ass off, but he was ripping it at the same time. So you got to kind of let him slide.
It's LeBron James on the track, nigga.
Yeah, Game can rap his ass off.
It's LeBron James.
Anyone who thinks otherwise needs to be checked out.
This LeBron James on the track. Maybe.
I did see that Game. I watched the Game interview at ComplexCon.
We heard you.
He said this is his last album. Mm-hmm. And when they asked him why, he said because his passion is not music, it's being a parent.
I can respect that.
Yeah, I can too. But I just thought it was interesting because 2 years from now, when he comes out with another album, does that mean his passion is not parenting anymore? Does it mean he's making music again or what? Because artists really never retire.
I know you and Miss Cleo can tell.
Did he say this before or after the $7 million sexual assault settlement that was not decided in his favor?
And I quote, he said that bitch is not getting a dollar, end quote.
That nigga asked Popeyes, was they hiring the other day? Swear for God, he put
all
that
for
on
her.
Yeah, they put that on his
I saw that. That was cute.
Right.
All right, man. We jumping in the time machine. This is not 2019 anymore. It is 2009. We've got a list of several interesting events that happened, several notable albums, a couple of debuts, a couple of big boy singles, even a couple of classic mixtapes. 2009, we're going to see if we remember it. Excuse me, if it's as good or as bad as we remembered it. Because if you'd asked me before I looked all this shit up, I'd have thought that 2009 was kind of weak. I'd have thought it was some slaw. The first album that jumped out to me was Blueprint 3. Go. And that's one of my least. I'm not saying it's trash and all like that, but it's one of my. It's down there on the Hove list, and so I'd have been like, "Yeah, this year really didn't move me like that." Now that I look at it, it's a little bit better than I thought. Real quick, 2009. Any albums jump out to you that you recall? I also recall this is a big mixtape
year
too.
To say,
mixtapes. This is when mixtapes still mattered, and they were still getting put out at a high rate. And we had newcomers like my guy Drake. The Sixth God, he was born in 2009. So Far Gone came out, and he's been on top of the rap game ever since. So that is also probably the most notable project from this year that was not an album. What other projects were you fucking with? There's a couple of debut albums, a couple of notable albums. Anything out there jump out to you?
This shit was some slaw. I don't know what you talking about.
That's a couple
what?
Of projects.
It wasn't slaw at all.
I'm looking back over this. This shit was trash. But if I remember correctly, my favorite album clearly was that Superbad. That was Boosie's debut album when it came out.
Oh my God.
Tough. It had that Zoom on there with Young Jock.
Yeah, that shit was hard. I ain't gonna lie.
That song went up. Tough. That song went up.
And
without a doubt.
I would say Superbad. That was the return of Boosie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm wrong. The return of Boosie. My Boosie album was his favorite one for that. Other than that, man, I ain't like Blueprint 3. I'm looking over now and
Since you brought up Boosie, I have a quick question. What is the song that he raps about? It's kind of total sidebar, but what is the song that he raps about him being in the hospital bed? It was like he didn't want to end up like his dad or something. I can't remember, but
it's older.
It's an old song, yes.
You're not a fan if you don't know this.
Yeah, he get me right here. I don't know. Let me do my research. He talking about it being on insulin and shit like that on it?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with what you're talking about. I can't think of the song.
Yeah, I saw it. It was random. It came up on J. Cole's page. He posted it. And it was a dope. Boosie was ripping it. I was like, what song is this?
It had to be old.
It's old. It is old. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Clearly, because he forgot how to rap.
Sorry about that sidebar.
But,
you know,
yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, but yeah, I totally had the wrong boost here. I think, well, not even think I know, but I'm looking at this like the State versus Roger Davis. It was an okay.
That was
album.
Solid though.
Yeah, that's a decent album.
But if we're quoting Gucci Man this quick, then I like that Triple C.
Now my
C's
favorite album was Los Souls Way.
Now I ain't like Los Souls Way. That Wale Attention Deficit was pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah, the Wale debut album was actually good. That's a good album. Yes. I listened to that not too long ago, and I was like, "Damn, this shit is fire."
That was good. this was a rough year, in my opinion.
That Gucci,
I can't even say what my favorite album from this shit would be.
I would say this though: that Gucci actually, that's when he went commercial. He had the Lemonade, he had Wasted,
Lemonade, Shaking. Gucci might have been the biggest star.
Clips
album was good too this year.
Who? Huh?
Clips album was fire.
Clips Till the Casket Drops. That was their last album,
that album
together.
Was really good. Yeah.
That people call that a classic.
Yeah, that album was really good.
Y'all ain't gonna laugh at this, but that Haystack was banging.
I'm sorry?
The Haystack, the Natural too.
I don't know.
You don't know who Haystack is?
Is that white boy from Nashville?
Yeah, yeah. Put some respect on the 615. Yeah. So a couple of notable joints. Rick Ross Deep in the Rap.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a good album.
That was a real good album.
That was when the 50 beat started.
Yeah, Rick Ross. He really showed us a lot about himself after that.
That Mafia music.
That Mafia music was hard.
That shit was super tough.
That Gangsta Grillz album.
Yeah.
Philadelphia skill. Freeway 2, man. This shit was some slaw.
Deep in the Rap, the UGK album, Loso's Way and Attention Deficit were great. Were good to me.
Those are four good albums.
The mixtapes were slick.
But the mixtape was good. So Far Gone and No Ceilings.
So Far
No Ceilings came out. The last good Lil Wayne mixtape came out in 2009. Yes. That was the beginning of the end.
No Ceilings was fire, like amazing. No Ceilings was so good. They were playing these songs in the club.
In the club, that's a fact.
And he was no hooks. He was just rapping.
And niggas was word for word.
Word for word.
Everybody in the club was word for word.
He killed that Swag Surf beat, the Ice Cream Paint Job beat.
That Swag Surf was his song up until recently. When it came back out.
We need to do an episode about the songs that are his. Like, I listened to that Squad 4. That, no disrespect to Styles P, man, but he might have took that out.
I get high.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ugh. That's when Wayne could afford to not listen to other rap.
Yeah.
He still
ain't. And always. He took that Mike Jones. Definitely took that Mike Jones.
Mike Jones couldn't wrap his way out of a wet paper bag.
That's fact. These headlines are way more interesting than these albums. Jesus
Hold on. Before we get to the headlines, Gucci Mane, the movie part 2 came out in 2009, and the Bird Print 3.
The movie part 2 was okay. The movie part 1 is a classic mixtape.
Bird Print 3D was fire.
Yeah, it was fire. Yeah. That Bird Print was fire. What other mixtapes?
The J. Cole Warm Up.
Oh, yes. The beginning of a classic career.
That was around the time we first moved down here.
Yeah, right before. Nicki Minaj, Beat Me Up, Scotty. That's the mixtape that put her on.
Classic
mixtape.
That
Future should be somewhere around there, right?
I got to check and see which one came out in 2009. Wiz Khalifa and Currency, How Fly came out as well.
Another classic mixtape.
So there's some good mixtapes. Kid Cudi had a tape. Kid Cudi's debut album came out in 2009 as well. Big Boy single off of that was The Day and Night. Young L.A., Ain't I?
Ain't I?
That's the last time Kid Cudi had a good song.
Don't do Kid Cudi any kind of way. Can't see ghosts, goddammit. Yo Gotti, 5-Star Chick.
Yo Gotti been putting the hits for a while.
That was a big record. Up until Down Into the DM, that was his biggest record. Easy. Soulja Boy, Turn My Swag On. That's a big record, too. Even though y'all hate to hate it. Give Soulja Boy his props.
Yeah, Hop Up Out the Bed, Turn My Swag On.
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah,
that was
huge record.
Soulja Boy, a legend. Yeah, he a legend. Don't do
Future
Soulja
didn't really
like
pop off to like the year after this.
Oh, 2010.
Yeah. 2011. Yeah, I see that now. The Dirty Sprite was 2011.
Yeah, Dirty Sprite was 2011.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cameron Crime Pays.
Crickets. Ain't that what the Jay-Z diss was on that?
No.
Is that the one he dressed in the Ronald McDonald thing?
No.
The clown
did,
face?
What did he? No.
No, he had a clown shooting. Yeah.
No. You just shitted on Cameron. Jesus Christ. Yeah. This had a fire ass single. I don't think it was Get It in Ohio?
Apparently,
that song was hard.
Apparently
was
not. You can't even remember something that you just called fire.
I used to get it in Ohio. Don't forget.
That album was trash.
Yeah, he was done. Cam was done by then.
There's a couple of other people that were done around this gap. Player Circle last album came out. That's when 2 Chainz was like, all right, man, I'm done with this group
shit.
They
had a few hits on that album.
Stop.
Is that Duffel Bag Boy?
No.
Oh, they had Duffel Bag Boy on that song?
No, that was on their first album. This was their second, and they were donezo. Jadakiss. The Last Kiss?
Yeah.
This year was kind of some slaw.
Slaw.
Not that I'm sitting here just kind of reading this shit off.
Christ.
Eminem Relapse. Oh my God.
Joe Budden, Padded Room.
I kind of like Relapse and Padded Room. Y'all both.
Gorilla Zoe, Don't Feed
Relapse
the
Relapse was
animals.
Trash.
I is this it. Around the time that Nas said hip hop was dead?
No. Yeah, hip hop was dead. That came out in 08.
Yeah, but Padded Room was a good album.
D was talking about this year. This nigga foreseen the
nigga
future.
Nigga had a premonition.
Nigga. That slim through a boss of all bosses, okay. It had that I Run.
But you know what's funny?
Streets all night and day.
That's the album. That's the album that Slim Thug said he owns the masters to, and it pays for all of his bills today.
Now look, I'm gonna keep it a million because I fuck with Slim Thug.
For sure.
I follow him on IG and all this shit. So sound like Hayden's gonna come next.
Okay.
But if you're talking about a year where Slim Thug charted, then you know it's a down year in hip hop. This nigga debuted at 15 on the Billboard 200, and this was 09. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah. This was after
still
the Pharrell was out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This went after niggas was still. I mean, this was after niggas was just buying CDs like it. He was
that's
number
true.
15. So,
that's
you know,
true.
It was off year.
And this was after the Houston. This was the Houston run was
over.
Yeah, it was calm. It was quiet.
It was slow.
So, for that album to pay for all of his shit today, and if you follow Slim Thug, you know he got some fucking toys out
shit.
There.
Is this one that had Thug from Runaway?
Thug from that might have been on there. That might have been
on
there.
Yeah.
But it did have that I Run the Streets All Night and Day, though, which was actually banging. You know what's funny? Mike Epps' Funny Business came out. That's an album.
Is that a music album?
Yeah, when he had a couple videos with that shit. That was Duval before Duval.
Yeah,
it just didn't.
Duval,
it didn't take
right.
off like he wanted it to. And real quick, 50 Cent, Before I Self-Destruct.
That was the one where he had that the song with Justin Timberlake on there?
No, that was Curtis.
What was on here? What was on here?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like
this
one
we had
the
little Terminator eye on that,
yes.
right? I remember the CD.
Ooh. And he had the movie that came with it.
Kids, don't go back to 09.
Bruh.
Act like that year didn't happen.
50 was like super cooked.
What was some of the songs on that?
He had Baby by Me.
It's one song.
That was
on
the song that
good,
was on here.
Man, it's one song on there. He got a song with Akon on there called Still Kill, I believe. Am I right? I think he got one on with Akon called Steel.
No,
Kid.
That was on. I think that was on Curtis.
Oh my God! If that ain't on here, then it sure was on Curtis.
That was on Curtis. Yeesh. This album was trash.
What was this, AO Technology?
That was on Curtis
God.
As well.
Was,
you love that Curtis, God damn this nigga. That name.
I was fucking with that Curtis. Clearly,
that's just slaw too.
See, I had an eventful 2009.
Yeah,
he was in and out of jail.
What happened in 2009 is a lot more eventful and more entertaining than the music, if y'all want to start.
Yeah, because T.I. dropped Alpha Mega from Grand Hustle. Y'all remember that whole debacle?
Yeah, when they was talking about Alpha Mega was a snitch.
Yep. I seen Alpha Mega in the mall one time.
Tech Wood said, man. Y'all,
y'all won't say shit to Alpha Mega.
Listen.
You bet not.
You bet not say that.
Bet not.
I seen Alpha Mega in the mall, and he had the biggest Grand Hustle chain. This was before this. Had the biggest Grand Hustle chain around his neck.
The PSC shit?
Yeah, well, yeah, PSC.
Yeah.
And was daring anybody to even look at it more
bet
than two
not,
seconds.
Bet not, man.
Daring niggas.
Niggas can talk all that snitch shit about Alpha Mega they want to.
You say whatever you want to,
but
bro.
Alpha Mega was that nigga. Straight
it's
up.
It's a documentary on YouTube. I do not know the name of it where they was talking about him. He calling him Tech Wood said. Mm-hmm. Nigga terrorized.
No, he was a real.
All down through, what is it called down there? Fourth Ward, Old
he was
Ford.
A
what is
real,
that shit through there? You know what I'm talking
four,
about,
yeah.
man? He terrorized
he was
all
a
of this.
Real
man.
Crazy.
Tech
street
Wood,
nigga,
all of that shit.
That nigga was
crazy. Yeah, that nigga was wishing.
His hands are so big, bro. Oh, my God.
That nigga was wishing a nigga would say anything stupid out the way in the mall. I was like, this nigga look crazy as fuck.
This is the year, I think, is this when they got that big fight with Charlie Lowe and them and T.I. and them got that big fight at this award, a local award.
Was it Ozone?
It might have been Ozone Award.
I think that was
and
Ozone.
That's, I remember
he was
I,
knocking niggas out.
I remember I saw Alpha Mega hit a man so hard. I was like, good God.
I think that might have been before this because he got dropped in May.
Okay, it had to be, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
And then he did some, he went kind of like crazily. He jumped off. He was running for police and jumped off a building and broke his leg or some shit.
I don't know.
The name of that YouTube doc is called Meet Tech Wood Said, a.k.a. Alpha Mega. It's riveting. I swear to God, man. It's a minute and 35 minutes. I mean, hour
minute?
35
oh,
minutes.
I was about to say.
Yeah, hour and 35 minutes.
You didn't
minutes.
Sit through an hour and 35 minute documentary.
No.
I didn't think I was.
No, that shit was good.
I'm
saw
telling
it.
You, when you watch it, though, you're going to be like, there's no way.
I might have to check it out.
I'm telling you.
Other big news, Jay-Z leaves Def Jam.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson died. Rest in peace, Mike. He's still getting money to this day, which is still fucking nuts. Birthday Bash, Plies threw 50,000 at Birthday Bash.
I remember
bash.
That.
Yep,
remember
for the Plenty Money single.
Remember Lupe retired for the first time.
Man, Lupe.
It's a rap alien.
I think he
now your favorite rappers can fuck with Lupe. That's a fact.
That's fair, but I think he actually might be retiring now. Though I don't think
he just got a new single. Just dropped.
What?
Yeah, he did.
Of course.
Never mind.
Y'all just dropped a new single called Hey Lupe. Y'all remember the Soulja Boy Bow Wow beef?
No, we don't want to remember.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah, no, I remember that. when Bow Wow told Soulja Boy he can fit his career in the back of his rim, in the back, his back tires.
Did Bow Wow
say that?
Okay, that's funny. That was a good one, Bow Wow. Jeezy and DJ Drama got the beefing,
and then they ended it allegedly.
Yeah, that was early Twitter beef too. That was 09. That was like early, like niggas really wasn't just beefing on Twitter like that.
Right.
Max B got 75 years.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Big Avail,
they say he might be getting out too. They've been saying that for like 5 years.
It was supposed to be around this time.
Yeah, that's
so this is when T.I. got caught with the guns and stuff, and they tried to say he was snitching, right?
Yeah. No, this is when he was getting out for that.
Yeah, he got released in December for that.
Yeah, yeah.
New Jack City 2 was released on the internet.
What?
Y'all remember New Jack City 2?
No.
Bow Wow's album?
Oh, I'm about to say, yeah, Bow Wow had an album. I'm about to say,
you know. In the movie. I'm like, what?
He got me. I'm like, nigga, what?
That's funny as shit.
Bow Wow signed with Cash Money this year, too.
Well, no.
He signed in August.
Well, Ludacris signed Lil Scrappy this year.
Man, it's quiet, y'all.
Man, 2009 was a rough. See how far hip hop has came in 10 years, but at the end of the year preview, I don't want to step on that. I think that 2019 was pretty quiet as well, though.
Yeah, it is low key. Yeah, not saying. As quiet as this. Not as quiet as Gorilla Zoe.
Thing happens
coming
in,
out.
Thing happened in 10 years. I don't know, man. If you got niggas like Freddie Gibbs talking about they got the album of the year,
nigga,
man,
it's then it's a fire ass year.
Yeah, quiet year out here, man.
Freddie Gibbs,
just saying, bro.
Fire. Hate again. Hate is back.
50 Cent did drop the 50 of Law, which is a fire ass book in September of 2009.
That is a great
2009.
Book.
That's that a is fire a book.
Great book.
And Shine got out.
Great book, my ass.
Now, that book dope as fuck. You ain't like that?
It's okay. It's not great.
That shit good, dog.
You're not a fan of Robert Greene? Like, what's your
beef? I like Robert Greene, but...
Just because we said it was great?
Y'all call every hip-hop book great.
You had to go against
y'all
Greene.
Y'all call Gucci Mane book great. Y'all call Rick Ross book great.
Nigga, if the book good, the book good.
Good and great.
You
want
me to tell you a bad book that I've read?
Good and... I mean, you don't have to.
Okay.
I mean, but good...
What's your fucking point?
But good,
I think I don't get it.
Yeah, obviously you don't. The point is that great is thrown around too loosely.
No,
great,
those
what
are
great
books,
book.
Though.
Those in my opinion, it wasn't a great book. Oh,
okay, everybody, great y'all book. Read The 50 of Law.
Because that's a great book.
Yeah, because it's great. I don't know what he's talking about.
Nothing great about it.
Shine got out in October, and we ain't seen that nigga since.
He went home, right?
He recorded a couple of joints, and then he got the fuck out of there, got deported to Belize.
That's a terrible-ass album he recorded
y'all
in jail.
Y'all skip this Snoop Dogg joins the Nation of Islam.
Nobody knew
like,
that.
Do y'all remember this?
I don't believe it.
I don't believe that either.
Right here on Wikipedia, Snoop Dogg joins the Nation of Islam.
He did drop that Malice in Wonderland that year, too.
That's funny as shit.
You ain't like that album? You just don't like nothing today. God damn.
Malice in Wonderland? No.
Yeah, what was wrong with that?
No, Snoop. I haven't liked a Snoop album since fucking Doggy Style.
Wow.
That's facts. Well, Dogfather was
wait,
decent.
Do y'all remember this? BET has expressed remorse over performance by Lil Wayne, Drake, and Young Money Entertainment that involved underage girls the song Best I Ever Had. Every girl. I do not remember that.
Damn.
Every girl. Jesus. Every girl in the world. That's when that Young Money compilation was
that Young Money compilation came out that year. Yeah, that birthed a couple of stars, a star or two.
Kids can dance, right?
Yeah.
Y'all don't remember Dipset UN.
I do remember that.
Where the nigga had the people from London and shit.
Yep, I do remember that.
That's funny.
Man, you could probably thank Dame Dash for that idea.
This was a rough year. Joe Budden was attacked by Raekwon.
He got one attack, got punched in the fucking mouth.
Yeah, I remember that. Raekwon came out that year,
backstage.
Too.
Backstage. What you mean came out?
Right.
He dropped the album.
Oh, yeah. Only for Cuban Links Part 2. That actually was a good album.
I don't believe it.
That you was. Don't like Raekwon?
Nah.
That was a good album.
No, I don't believe it.
LaBusa like? Got 4 years.
Raekwon can rap his ass off.
Dom Kennedy dropped, though. He dropped his second tape this year.
Yeah, West.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the last time he was relevant.
No, he wasn't. Dom stayed relevant. That's why everybody knows Dom to this day.
Looking back, man, 09 is rough.
Rough, you're right.
Not going to lie. Nas was on to something when he said hip-hop was dead.
Hip-hop was
He said that before.
Deader.
Yeah, he said it in 08. He was on to something because this year right here was quiet.
It would take about two, 3 years.
If I like more than four albums from this year, it's not that bad.
What? Yeah. 365 days out of the year, you like four albums?
I said more than four.
You like one a season?
I said one more than four.
The OJ the Juice Man, the other side of the trap, was in heavy rotation for you?
No. Okay. Clips album was in heavy rotation. One, I like Loso's Way a lot.
Two.
So Far Gone three, was fire.
We ain't no talking about we talking about albums.
That's no true. Ceilings was fire.
Then we talking about
I like, of course I like Blueprint 3.
Three.
Rick Ross,
told
Deep in a Rap.
Skinny yeah, Slim. Deep in a Rap. Told you I like four. That. And I like Padded Room, and I like Relapse.
Relapse.
Padded Room in there.
Listen.
Wow.
Joe Budden Padded Room was a good album.
This nigga threw Padded Room
Padded and Room was a good album. M.
Ain't that the worst Eminem album?
Yeah, not to me.
Eminem will tell you this album's some slaw.
I like certain stuff. I was listening to Relapse.
Get to that finish line.
Nah, well, there's no finish line.
Bro, like,
I named more than four. You stopped counting.
Yeah, maybe you couldn't count more.
That's that Nashville education. I don't know.
Nah, because you're not counting them. I just know did. That, bro. You like you. There's I no way you telling me that Eminem album.
Padded Room had about
album.
Four.
Padded
songs
Room
on
was
it.
A good album.
The Joe, but
it had about four songs on it. But max.
So if you're telling me that an album with four songs made your top five
four
for
songs
that
to
year,
him. Four songs to him. I like the
whole
album.
You just agree with him.
No, I didn't think it's four songs to him.
Name a song off that album.
Man.
One. That's one.
Man.
Yeah. Or do me one bad and name a song off of Eminem.
That Relapse.
The Relapse?
Yeah, one.
Man, Relapse was a good album.
One
Pill song. I like the song with the Pill song.
Just name it.
First of all,
I don't know off the top of my head.
Thank you.
That doesn't mean it wasn't good. You couldn't name Boosie, your favorite rapper. You couldn't even name a song.
That's a mixtape song. You had one bar. You hit me with the Al Bundy.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You missed two Boosie songs. You was like, oh, that's not the album that came out this year. This was his first album.
My defense.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You can have
these
a defense.
Are mixtape songs, so you know you ain't looking at mixtape titles.
Okay. That's true.
You just told me that these albums were your
songs?
Favorite of 09. The movies, I mean the
Boosie.
The lines that you're quoting are from mixtapes.
The lines.
I'm asking you about your favorite albums from
09. No, but you misquoted Boosie's first. You said this is the first Boosie album.
Yeah, I did. I made a mistake.
No difference.
We all make
the Eminem song
moving right along.
It's a very big
moving
difference.
Right along.
The Eminem song with the pills could be any one of his albums.
Pick a year.
So are you even sure?
Eminem song where he's talking about his mom.
No, that's not it.
Pick a year, nigga.
He talked about his mom on that one.
Just
on
admit
that
this year was some slaw. That's what this whole thing is. No, it wasn't.
I ain't gonna lie. If we ranked the hip hop years, which may be coming soon because that's kind of lit, this would be toward. I don't even got to look at none of the
you're
other
about
years.
Individual quality like of 2001, 2002, 2003. And
quality of music. 09 is probably gonna be in the bottom three.
No, I give. Yeah, I mean, because it's a lot of good years in hip hop, so I mean, I can't argue with that.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, and that's actually kind of dope. Don't steal that idea. Nice try. We're gonna come with that.
Complex working on that right now.
Exactly.
As soon as they heard this, they watermarking.
Y'all let us know.
They watermarking.
They watermarking.
Man, what? Y'all let us know about 2009. What were some of your favorite projects? Are we underrating the year? What are
we
sleeping on?
Y'all give us a good 2009 story that you thought we should have hit on an album that we missed, because I'm not seeing it.
It's quiet. what music break
y'all,
we got, my
got
guy?
Blueprint 3 fucked up.
Blueprint 3 is cool.
And the warm-up. I can't forget about the warm-up. The warm-up
was nice.
Mixtapes were better than albums.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
But the Clips album was fire.
That's a good album. That's a good album.
Song number two for today, Rod Wave featuring Kevin Gates, Cuban Links.
What is it? Rip bottom boy survivor. Way before the jury, the groovy hoes and designer. Back when I was trying to find a way for all my partners. Rima hit the window, pop the door for me and larger. Remember waking up with no destination. But I had some dedication, couldn't use my education. Cause no $9 can help me face what I was facing. My light bill due, envelope blue, that mean you behind on payments. Slow down and I was low on cash. Fresh out of high school, kicked out the house for living fast. When he got a spot, then got a job, cause pops was on my ass. Then that's when pops had went to jail, so it didn't last. Hit the block with Brock cause I was trying to pay my bills. Like fuck a rap career, let's touch these streets and make a meal. Fast forward like raw wave, tell me how you feel. When I think about my past, that shit give me chills. Wake up in the morning, hit my knees and I pray. Because he finally made a way. I've been running up that paper, mama. And before I let him come and take it, mama. I'ma die in these Cuban links. I'm gonna die in these Cuban links. Man, that was Rod Wave featuring Kevin Gates. Cuban Link, how you feel about it?
Great verses by Kevin Gates, man.
Kevin Gates ripped it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into the Rod Wave kid. Kevin Gates produced his album, executive produced it. So I'm interested to see what it sounds like. But I'm fucking with Kevin Gates on here.
I thought this song was dope. Rod Wave is giving me Derez Deshawn. vibes a little bit. He kind of sounds like him a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the only
thing. Body type? Because you try to throw that on.
They knew very similar husky niggas.
Do that, man. Just because the nigga husky, bro.
They sound alike, but that's not a bad thing. I thought the song was fire. So I this one made me check out his project, though. He just dropped some new shit, didn't he?
It's called Ghetto Gospel. It just came out.
Where is he from?
I don't know.
But that song is fire, though. Yeah. Gates verse really wasn't all that to me. Do I need to run that back?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
All absolutely.
Right. Gates is in town tonight, too. Coca-Cola Roxy.
Yeah. Rod Wave is from St. Petersburg, Florida. Mm. St. Pete.
St. Pete.
Would y'all go to a Gates show?
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
Y'all were hesitating like a motherfucker.
I like Gates.
Kevin Gates, he makes good music.
Yeah.
He's unfortunate that he's as abstract as he is, he can't get a lot of press.
Yeah.
But he
does
music.
Great for him not to get as much press.
Yeah, he'd make a lot of sales, but I mean, he could be a like
he was
a
on
star
sneaker
star.
Shopping today.
I watched that.
Kevin, he had a good interview with It's The Real.
I ain't listened to that yet. Mm-hmm. I listened to his first tape, his first tape that kind of blew up. Not too long, that Luca Brasi. I listened to that a couple weeks ago, and that motherfucker was fire. And I thought he was going to be bigger than where he is. Not to say that he's failed or anything like that. I thought he was going to be bigger than where he was. And I looked at him like a street Drake when I first heard that album.
Yeah, when he first came
I actually think he's overachieved.
Really?
Yeah. He putting up 100,000.
He's moving units.
I thought he could make like slick like pop shit and everything. Like I thought he could do all kinds of shit.
I thought he was headed there before he went to jail, right?
I think so too.
Yeah, he was headed a personality.
No, he doesn't. People know that now. Yeah. I don't think they knew that before. I don't think they knew that before he went to jail.
With all that being said, I wouldn't be called dead at the Kevin Gates show.
Why?
I knew he had a personality.
It's gonna be all white people.
You think so?
Yeah.
What's that song he talk about beating up his girlfriend supposed to love you?
Yeah.
I knew he had that personality when that song came out.
Yeah, that any shot he had at crossing over, he killed it with that. All right, man, before we get out of here.
To be fair, now he treats his lady very well.
Yeah,
I used to bang that song. That song was hard, I ain't gonna lie. They got an altercation, it happens.
You need to get some help.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Get help.
And they got that on his playlist and shit.
Supposed to Love You was hard. Yeah, I'm playing.
Before we get out of here, man, question of the day, T.I. He took the Breakfast Club to clarify the order of his top 50 list. Hopefully this is the last top 50 list talk of the year. Recall, he had Tupac number one and Jay-Z number two. So when asked why he didn't have Hov as the GOAT and his number one, he said because Tupac's impact was bigger than Jay-Z's, and Jay-Z has a cheat code. He's been around for longer. Mm. Do you buy his explanation?
Sort of, because that makes a lot of sense. And also just understanding the personality of T.I. just a little bit, not saying I know the guy, but I feel like that he looks at Jay-Z as more of a contemporary, and he would put Pac there because that's somebody that wasn't right there as far as him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
He was right there on the tails of Jay-Z's career and feel like that I could have been as big had a few unfortunate circumstances not came my way.
Right.
So I put him at two because I almost could have achieved that. I feel like. Well, I may be reaching there, but.
People have compared him to Jay in a way of being like a down south Jay-Z because of how he carries himself, not only on the mic, but also outside of it with business ventures and stuff. Listen, I buy it, but on my list, Jay is number one, period. Pac influence obviously was massive, but then again, he also has, like we talked about earlier, he had the fortune to pass away. So now the impact that he had is now magnified.
The fortune to pass away?
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus
like
Christ.
He's passed away. So like looking back at it, of course his shit. We just talked about what happens when do you see Elvis is making fucking $70 million now?
Why ain't Pac on that list?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What
I don't know.
What easy? Like why don't people like that?
That's a good question. Maybe they further down past 12.
But it seems
because
like
they're not making the money. That,
well,
that's
it
why.
Seems like there would be a lot. Well, I'm not asking. Literally,
right?
You would think if Marilyn Monroe is doing 30, that Pac is a more popular.
No,
he ain't more popular
than Marilyn Monroe.
I'm asking. No.
60 years later,
he should be.
No,
you don't think Pac
y'all,
should?
Y'all
be?
Know how many white people exist in America? I'm confused.
You do realize the most popular.
And I understand
music
that, but that doesn't matter overall. When it comes to Marilyn Monroe and Elvis, those people still alive, they still love that shit.
No, people love Pac too.
No, I'm talking about their fans.
Yeah. People love Pop.
Fans are still alive.
Apparently not as much.
Yeah, that's why I would just think that those people would at least round out the top 10.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The whole T.I. thing, and first of all, he didn't go on the Breakfast Club just for this. He was asked this question.
Nobody said he did.
No, he alluded to that. No, he didn't.
He said he was asked on the Breakfast Club, bro.
If you run it back, you hear what he said.
Hey, y'all let me know if anybody thought that T.I. was only on the Breakfast Club.
For some reason, to clarify this,
Breakfast Club called T.I. to talk about his top 50 list.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not why he was there. That's not why he was there.
But we appreciate the clarification.
I agree with Tip. I agree with his reasons. Jay-Z is definitely number one on my list. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Pac is probably number four on my list, three or four. Biggie, I have Biggie ahead of him as well.
Hell no.
Just because of the lyric. I think as MC, Biggie was better than Pac.
I
think Jay-Z is better than Pac as an MC. So as far as rappers, rapping go.
You think Jay-Z raps better than Big?
You said you had Pac fourth?
Three or four.
Do you think Jay-Z raps better than Big? So that just killed your argument then.
What you mean?
Because you had Big over Pac because you said he rapped better.
Yes. How's that get my argument? I think Jay-Z had a more chance to prove, yes. In my opinion, Jay-Z's number one.
Jay-Z rap better than Big?
Yeah. Number one. Jay-Z's number one.
You hesitated when I asked that earlier. Now you got to say yes.
Because
he's number one. Jay-Z's number one because of his lyrical ability and his longevity. And Biggie were around the same amount of time. Biggie rapped better than Pac. What don't you understand about it?
Biggie had two albums.
He rapped better than Pac. He's a better MC.
Who had the bigger impact?
Is that the tiebreaker? Who rapped better?
For me, it is. For a rap list. He rapped. Like, Biggie did shit with words Pac could never do. With flows he could never do.
I think it's the list should be artist, not rapper.
That's your opinion.
I agree.
It's my opinion.
If you want to be
if you want a real list.
Quantify right. Because if you're talking about rappers, niggas going to start talking about Black Dalton, Most Def.
Cannabis.
That's cool. Those niggas can rap. But do they deserve to be on the top 100 list would be the question. I think Stephen A. Smith alluded to this, saying that he didn't see a place for a hip-hop debate show because there's no quantifiable things.
Yeah, there's no rings.
There are quantifiable things.
There's no stats.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit earlier. When I was on another podcast this week and we talked about this. But I believe that you have to quantify it. So
I disagree with Stephen A. Smith when he said that, too.
Well, you would.
Obviously.
As we have a hip-hop debate show.
Exactly. Because if I didn't think this shit could pop, then I wouldn't be doing it.
And shout out to Is the Mic Still On and the Dead End Guys, because we talked about this and I don't want to step on that. But since we're talking about it and we're here, do you think that Stephen A. said that because he I think that he hasn't seen a hip-hop debate show. Like, he has no idea that hip-hop debate shows exist.
Oh,
I don't think so.
He's not of this culture.
I mean, but people could say he had a point.
Yeah, if they didn't know about hip-hop.
No, I mean, just like this argument, I'm going to put Jay-Z first. Some people are going to put Pac first. It's no determination.
And some people put LeBron first, and some people put Jordan first. Right.
So
no determination.
When you put Joe Montana. Well, I said the same thing
when
Brady
he said
first.
That, but I'm saying what he's saying is valid on both ends. That's why I was surprised that he said
I think what he's saying
I think he was ignorant to the fact that it exists.
I'm saying there's two things can be right at once. Him saying that there's no measuring stick like sports has a measuring stick with rings and chips. Yes, that's correct. Him saying you can't have a debate show because of that
is
false.
It's incorrect. Yeah, it's
that's
wrong.
What I'm saying. No. So
I disagree with the whole premise of you don't have measuring sticks because there are quantifiable things in hip hop.
Records
sold by record sales. You can go by bars. I mean, they got fucking
bars are opinion things, though.
But they got tweets that can tell you how efficient bars are as far as what you're talking about and how many words per minute. People are impressed by those things.
That's
you
true.
Shrug it off. But if
I'm not. I just told you Biggie could do stuff with flows. Pop
right.
Can't.
So if we're talking about things that are quantifiable and people are impressed by these things, then those are the things that Stephen Smith may be ignorant to.
Yeah,
for sure. And like you said, sales and all that bullshit, too.
So you count sales heavy when it comes to Aubrey.
We can go in any category with Aubrey.
And Kanye.
Any category, my guy.
Kanye,
which one you want to do?
Kanye doesn't write his raps.
Shout out to that Jesus
disqualified.
King.
Disqualified.
I was listening to Jesus King all weekend.
That's impossible.
Tough. I need to go see the movie.
You did have a rough weekend. You should.
That's true. But I also need to go see the movie, though. And plus,
the only time you can listen to that all weekend.
Yeah, it's undefeated. On Decker of the Week, shout out to our guy, Big Jeff. He was in FSP Jeff. He put up a great poll question in the RealVille group chat. This is I need answers.
This.
Which version of I Need a Girl is better? Part one or part two?
Part two.
That's I said the same thing.
It ain't even what? Close.
Part two
I'm
is
going
fire.
Part one every time.
Really?
Shout out to J-Hove. You know, so he said part one, two.
Part two, banging. The beat banging. That's
I like part one.
You going to do the dance soon
with
as
the
that
Tims
come on.
And
do it.
With the Tims?
Yeah, you got to do the dance with the Tims.
You put the poll up? Who won?
No, it's still going on. So we also, y'all will hear this, it'll still be going on. Go to On Deck TV Podcast on IG and vote. Which I Need a Girl is better, part one or part two? Yeah, the answer is part two. Where they at on it right now?
55 to 45. I Need a Girl part two.
It's close. It's close though.
Yeah,
it's close because part one is banging.
Part
one's
definitely banging.
All right, before we get out of here, man, what new music do we have to look forward to this weekend?
Yes, this weekend. Well, first let's start with last week. We had your boy. You guys, man, from Griselda.
West Side Gun.
West Side Gun came out with Hitler Wears Hermes 7.
Album color fire.
Did you listen to that album?
The album cover himself?
Yeah, I like
that.
Balenciaga coat. Yeah, I like it.
It's cool.
Coat killing.
Yeah, the coat hard.
It's label horror all over it. Ghetto Cowboy Yellow Wolf came out.
That's got some beats on them.
Yes.
It's Club on it.
Yeah, he ripped it too.
I need to listen to that.
We just mentioned Rod Wave, Ghetto Gospel, Gangstar. Shout out to Sean Wash. Gangstar came out one of the best yet. Your boy Stally came out, Reflection of Self. And that's about it.
Shout out to Stally, man.
This week we got coming out that boy Reese LaFleur. Shout out to Reese LaFleur. He was on that Dreamville album. Final Fantasy. Your boy Dave East, Survival coming out.
Ooh. I'm interested to see what that sound like.
Yeah.
Interesting title.
Yeah.
Survival. Davey's been through a lot.
I think Nas is executive producing this.
Oh, Nas executive producing?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta check it out. Just off the strength. Yeah.
Good luck
with
that shit.
Anything else? That's
hey,
it?
Good luck with that.
Jesus Christ. We battling with
Montana
supposed
to come out. Oh, French Montana called Montana's coming out on the 9th.
That didn't help.
That's a super skill.
You know how I feel about French Montana.
That did not help.
He cannot rap.
French Montana's some slaw. I'm surprised nobody dropped anything for Halloween last week. Usually, every year, you get about 3 Halloween projects. People do surprise drops, and everybody skipped that.
People been on coast mode this year.
That's true.
They have.
People been on coast.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
What is this weekend, man? It's fucking cold. It's getting cold outside. I don't really think I have a lot of plans, man.
It's not that cold.
Yeah, it's cold to me.
Hoodie season, baby. It was freezing in Nashville. I'm not even gonna lie.
Nothing much, man. What you got up?
Jesus. I'm thinking much. This is my type of weather right here.
For sure, I love it.
Yeah, I do. I fuck with this. I'm gonna be at St. John is gonna be here. Yeah. I wanna go to that show Saturday.
Don't make that happen.
Where is it at?
I don't remember.
Behind that preposition.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember.
Behind what?
But it's somewhere now. You know how that shit. It's at one of the popular little 3 or 4 spots. That
I wish it was at the Roxy.
Man, little brother came this past week, man.
Yeah, somebody else told me.
Glad I missed that, man.
Yeah, that's a super skip. Schoolboy Q was
the loft. Center stage.
The loft. Ah, yeah, I'm in there. That's just small as fuck, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in there.
It might rock though.
Schoolboy Q is in town this weekend too. He is going to be at the Roxy the same night as St. John.
Damn, that's going to be a good show too.
Yeah.
I like the Roxy. The Roxy's a better menu.
Who going to be here the same night as St. John?
Schoolboy.
Oh man.
But I don't know if I like the album like that though.
I don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's just some cool. That Crash
St. John album is
cool.
Fire.
St. John album is dope. So I'm going to fuck with that shit. I'm going to go to his show. Are you going? What we going to do, man?
Yeah,
we're
going to make that happen.
All right, fair enough. Y'all heard it here first, guys.
Yeah,
he said he was
going
to go.
We're going.
What you got on deck other than showing me up?
No, I'm going to go to the St. John show as well. I also have a get together to go to on Saturday before that. That's about it.
Y'all ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
Man, I drunk too much. Huh? It's like 3. We're good.
Right. Kings come here. Hawks Friday. I may check that out.
The Kings?
Yeah.
Well, the Kings is like 1-8.
Good. Maybe the Hawks will win.
Tickets going to be stupid.
Maybe the Hawks will win a game.
And Trae Young out? That's some slaw.
Trae, is he going to be
Trae
out?
Trae Young hurt?
Yeah, he hurt.
Yeah, that's some slaw.
But he should be back. He's supposed to be back by the end of this week or next week.
Y'all wake me when he get back because I'm not going to
I went to the Hawks home opener. That was lit. He was killing.
He was all right.
Beat Detroit.
The Bucks would be here the 20th.
I already seen Greek Freak though.
Oh, we did go see him.
Yeah.
You going to see him once?
Yeah, that's it. I don't need to see him again.
What?
I'm good. Hey man, y'all do us a favor. Go to youtube.com/ondecktvpodcast and watch this. If you just got through listening, you could have watched it. Matter of fact, now that you're done listening, go to YouTube and watch it anyway. Give us a thumbs up, leave a comment. We'd appreciate it.
And they have a share button on YouTube where you can send it to your friend and say, hey, have you seen this podcast? Word of mouth is great. We love it.
I like that, man.
Is that how you share it with your friends?
That's how you share it. Girl, click that little
hey, have you
right
seen
there.
This podcast?
Yeah, seen this
button
podcast.
Right there.
It's fucking fantastic.
Absolutely.
These guys are great.
Hey, man, we'd appreciate that. And iTunes, please leave a comment, rate,
yes.
and subscribe.
Go to realvillemedia.com also and contact us. Let us know what you do, man. You can join the squad. Internships are open now.
Ooh, we'll see y'all next week.
Peace. We do Hayes.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.